Okay, Rabosa, we are today. I want to delve into primarily the Shita, the Rif, and the Rambam when it comes to Malachas Kosher. But we're going to go a quick review of Shita's Rashi. So we learned yesterday that there's a brisa, three brises in Maseches Shabbos that discuss shoelaces. One type of brisa says sometimes shoelaces are chai if it's tying shoelaces. Sometimes it is Issur Darabanan. Sometimes it's doraisa. And Rashi tells us that the Kor Yisod is one criteria. And that is, what is the duration of the knot? If the knot is permanent, kesher shel kayama, you're chayef. If the knot is, here I'm learning like the tas, X is the knot. If the X is less than kesher shel kayama, but more than one day, X is greater than one day, less than kesher shel kayama, so that is according to the vision of the tas, then it is an iser derabanan. And again, according to Beis Yosef, I would insert, instead of one day here, I would insert what? A seven over there. If it's less than seven, it's mutter. More than seven, less than permanent, it is an issur drabon. And then if it's, according to everyone, if it's a knot that's going to be undone later that day, that is going to be an issur, that is going to be mutter lechatchila, and that is the practice of B'nai Mechuza. When they would tie their shoelace, they would tie them in a very, very tight fashion. They would untie it every day, and that is mutter lechatchila. That was the shita of Rashi.
Yeah.
No, Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef, yeah, according to Beis Yosef, right, it would be up to 7 days, right.
Isn't it
2 weeks, 1 or 2 weeks? We don't know. You asked me that yesterday. You asked me that question. I don't know.
It's 1 day till 2 weeks.
No, not necessarily. He writes Shavua, Shvuayim, Chodesh. So questions, what about more than the Chodesh, 6 months, etc.? Maybe time permitting today, we'll look at the Taz and the Bir Halacha that address that question.
Maybe you can say
what?
Rather than it's not something big, it could be a Raya for the Taz. That is just as example.
Correct, exactly. I think the Taz is the better view, if I could say such a thing, and I think the Taz is accepted La Halacha. Yeah?
Question on Rashi. So when we say it's permanent hive, and we said a garbage bag yesterday is hive, right? You have to have a piece of on Travis.
And therefore what?
So
I get peace of mind by writing in my journal every day, so I can write on Shabbos.
No.
I get peace of mind by building buildings, so I can go build a building.
If other people walk in, it might cause you to feel embarrassed.
Isn't that why you're?
So therefore, you can violate Isurei Doraisa. What? So I can violate Isurei Doraisa if I need the space?
No, but I'm saying it shouldn't be Isurei Doraisa.
It is an Isurei Doraisa.
Why?
Because you're making a kesher shel kayama. You are conflating Hilchos Muksa into an Abmalach. You need the space that relieves Hilchos Muksa problems. But if you're making you can't violate Isurei Doraisa because you're, some bias allows you to, you can't violate Isurei Doraisa. By the way, that doesn't mean you can't deal with your garbage. Just don't make a knot and take your garbage out. Not a problem.
You can't make knots on Shabbos for garbage.
Relax. Relax, relax. We'll get there. Relax. Relax. Everyone relax. Okay. Says the Rif. Open up the Rif, please. I want to do the Rif inside quickly. The Rif quotes our Gemara, and the Rif learns that you have three different brises. When is it that you're going to be mutter? I'm sorry, when is it chayav? So says the Rif, if you are a kesher shel kayama, that is also a Maisa Uman, then you are Chayev. If you are a Kesha Shokayama, that is not a Maisa Uman, that is the case of the Rabbanan. Hadatani Chayev is Bemino de Ushkapi, the Sandlar, the Maisa Uman ve Kesha Shokayama. Hadatani Potav al Aser, but Rabbanan, the Maisa Hedyotu. V'ahad etani muta lechatchila b'de b'nei mechuzah kom retzua shiotz miguva shal minol v'kos al haregel v'al hashok v'achas shnei olim es haminol delav ma'isa uman v'lo kesher shal kayam. So says the Rif. If you have kashak plus ma'isa uman iser deoraisa. If you are a kashak but you are not a ma'isa uman, then you are potter aval aser, and if you are neither kashak or ma'isa uman, then it's muter lechatchila. That is the Rif. There is a lacuna in the Rif as well. What does the Rif not speak about? He doesn't speak about case 4, which is what? Which is a case of, what's the din in a case of a Maisa Uman that is not a Kesher Shel Kayama? For some reason, well, not for some reason, the Gemara doesn't seem to address that case, and the Rif doesn't address that case either. Okay, so that's the Rif. So that's, we can't assume anything. So we're going to put that as a question. That's the Rif, okay? Now, we're going to stop here and just ask a few simple, well, we're not going to stop here. We're going to look at the Shulta Giborim. Now, there's a Shulta Giborim is very long. I just wanted you to see a couple of lines. I'm just going to read the lines that I wanted you to look at. He quotes the Shita of the Rif. He happens to say the Rambam is very similar to the Rif. And then he says the following line. He says, V'kesher uman lo nizbarer li heitev. I'm not really sure what a Kesher Uman is. Like, what's called a Kesher Uman? Now, according to the Rambam, by the way, or the Rif, I'm sorry, a sailor's knot is a Kesher Uman. A sandlar's knot is a Kesher Uman. A Kesher Agamolim is a Kesher Uman. What do these three people have in common? There's some kind of professionals, and they use knots as part of their thing, and therefore they know what they're doing when it comes to knots. So there's some kind of professionalism. But he says, I don't really know what a Kesher Uman is. Like what does that mean? You got to go to Boy Scouts to have a Kesher Uman? Like, what exactly is a Kesher Uman? So he says, I'm not sure. Miu, he says, Miu Nireh Milash Al-Fasi. But it seems to me, from the language of the Rif, that a Kesher Uman is a Kesher Shekoshrin Oso Hadek Heitev. It's a Kesher that is made very tight. That I can tell you. If it's a tight knot, then we can assume it's probably in the penumbra of Kesher Uma. Umikan nirali. And from here it seems to me, Sheyetze ha'azhara. We should warn the world. Shekeshekoshin beiz ksharim ze al ze. When you have a double knot, Kesher al gabe Kesher. You should not untie double knots on Shabbos. Even if that knot is osui likshor ulahatir bobayom, even if you're intending to do what? To untie that knot later on that day, you're not allowed to untie a double knot. Why? Because it's a maisa uman. Meaning, which category is he speaking about? He's calling this, even if it's a category 4, not Maisa Uman, it's not a Kesher Kayama, Mr. Zinkin, here. Even if it's a Maisa Uman, not a Kesher Kayama. So according to this, if we assume the Shulta Giborim, let's take the Shulta Giborim and insert it into the Rif, I'm going to ask you a few simple questions. I'm going to ask it, I want you to answer Chayev, Potter, Mutter. That's what I want to answer according to each sheet. Are you allowed to make a double knot in your shoes? I'm saying according to Rashi, according to the Rif, double knot in shoes. According to Rashi, mutter. Why is it mutter? Because I lay it very good. According to the Rif. I'm inserting the Shulta Giborim into the Rif. According to the Rif, it's category 4. And again, we're assuming like the Shulta one that's going to be Usser. That's what he's assuming. And therefore, Ma'is Umar Kesher Kayama is Usser Midirabana. So if we hold like the Rif, You're not allowed to make double knots in your shoes on Shabbos. Okay, good. Can you go ahead and make a single bow knot? A single bow knot. What I mean to say is one of these, like a regular shoelace, not single knot, in your shoes on Shabbos.
Yes, yes, yes.
The answer is a koladeus, yes. Why? Because number one, is it a ma'isa uman?
No.
No. Is it a kesha kayama?
No.
No. And therefore, mutter. Yafe. What about a single bow knot in your garbage bag? A single bow knot in your garbage bag.
According to Rashi,
it'll be a what? It'll be an issur d'oraisa. Why? Because when's the next time you're going to undo that knot? Never. According to the Rif, it'll be an issur d'rabbana. So either way, you're not allowed to make a bow knot in your... Okay, watch this. Watch this. See if you have this. It's your birthday. You go to the bakery and you get a birthday cake. They put it in a box. And what do? On the outside of the box, they tie it. They tie it with one of those thin strings. You get it. You bring it home. And you have a choice now. Untie the knot, or just cut the string. And you say, you know what, it'd be pretty cool to untie that knot, because it's pretty hard to untie that knot. What's the din if you untie that knot?
I think according to Rashi, there would be no issue.
Why not?
Because it's not a kesher kayama.
Why not? You know what knot I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to untie that knot? Do you know who unties that knot?
Nobody
unties that knot. When the bakery lady ties that knot, she knows you are taking a knife and cutting it. You are not untying that knot. Therefore, that knot is made as a kesha kayama. Untying kesha kayama is? According to Rashi, Mr. Doraisa. Is it a tight knot? Is it a very, very tight knot? Yeah, so it's probably according to the Rif and Issur d'oraisa as well. Okay, so we covered, you have a little newborn baby. Not newborn, but 6 months old. So she's a little baby's in a crib. And you have something called bumpers in a crib. Do you know what bumpers are?
Yeah.
Gapman knows what bumpers are. How do you tie the bumpers to the... You tie the bumpers. You tie the bumpers with a single bow knot.
They're not in anymore.
What?
Not anymore. People say they choke the baby.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So, tying the bumpers to the crib. What do you say?
Do you, like, take them off or not?
I'm asking, do you take them off?
I don't know how.
You don't take them off. Eventually, they kind of wear off.
Oh, yeah?
But you don't take them off. So, what's the din? According to Rashi, Kesha Kayama. I'm not sure to my sum, but according to the Rif, it's necessary to draw a button. So those are some of your practical applications. No questions. Let's learn a Rambam. Okay? The Rambam. We're opening up the Rambam now. I have a very, very simple question. As we learn the Rambam, the simple question is, whose camp is the Rambam in? Is the Rambam in the camp of Rashi, or is the Rambam in the camp of the Rif? And you can already answer the question even before you open up the Rambam. If you never open up the Rambam, you know that the Rambam is certainly in whose camp?
The Rif.
The Rif's camp. You know that. Why do you know that? Because who was the Rambam's Rebbe? Stop. Maimon was the Rambam's Rebbe. Who was Maimon's Rebbe?
The
Rimigash. The
Rimigash.
And who is the Rimi Gash's Rebbe?
Rashi.
The Rif. The Rif was the Rimi Gash's Rebbe. So the Rambam's great grand Rebbe was the Rif. The Mesorah of the Rambam comes directly. Rebbe Talmud, straight from the Rif. And therefore, 98% of the time, if not more, the Rambam follows the Rif. There'll be no shock whatsoever to find that the Rambam's found the Rif. The Rambam is part of Chachmei Sfarad. The Rif is certainly part of Chachmei Sfarad. No shock at all that the Rambam's going to follow the Rif. And indeed, when we open up the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, but we're going to learn the Rambam very, very carefully. Most of you do not know how to read Rambams. You read a Rambam, he says like the Rif, Vayter and Shas. But I want to train you to read a Rambam like you're supposed to read a Rambam. Okay? Says the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. HaKosher Kesher Shel Kayama V'Umaisa Uman Chayev. Who does that sound like? The Rif. Kikon, for example. Kesher Gamalam Kesher Saponim. V'Kishay Ritzul's Middle of the Sandal. Shikoshan HaRatzam V'Shas HaSiyasam V'Kin Kol Kayotzi Bazeh. All of those knots, Gamalam, Saponim, Ratzonim, are all Kesher Shel Kayama and Maiser Uman. So far so good? So far so good. Aval. HaKosher Kesher Shel Kayama. If you make a kesher kayama that's not a ma'isa uman, you are potter. So far, so good. Any shocks?
No
shockers. And then he says, the kesher she'ino shel kayama, the ino ma'isa uman, is muter l'kasher l'chatchila. If it's neither ma'isa uman nor kesher kayama, muter. So far, so good. So far, so good. Now he says, Halacha Beis. Ketzad. Let me illustrate with some examples. Nitzika lo ritzua. If a strap breaks vikashra and you tie it back together, nifsak hachevel. If a rope snaps vikashra and you tie it back together, o shekashar chevel bidli. Or you tie a rope to a bucket, O shekosha resen behema, or you tie the bit of an animal to the mouth, whatever you do, in all these cases, hare ze potter, v'chein kol kayotzi ba'elu haksharim, she'maise hedyot, v'chol adam kosher osan lekayama. So all of these are kesho kayama, and maise hedyot, regular people are doing it, and therefore, what's the halacha? Potter. Down, down, down. And then the Rambam says, V'kol kesher she'ino shel kayama im kashro kesher uman hare zeh aser. If you make category 4 a maisa uman that is not a kesher shel kayama, says the Rambam, what's the din? Okay, now, in my opinion, there are 3 very, very noteworthy comments to make on the Rambam. 3. One of them jumps off the page. A second one gallops off the page. And the other one, the last one, very, very, very subtly hops off the page. What ha'aros do you have on the Rambam?
Yeah! I saw a change in the lashon. It was saying, it said iser, but I don't remember the exact words. And it was
remember them!
It was saying, I don't have a Rambam. So
well, that's your first problem.
It says Isser. It says Pater here, and normally it says Pater of all Isser, and then it says Isser at the end of the.
Okay, Gabe makes a very meaningful point. Gabe makes a meaningful point. Rabosai, how many dinim dirabanan are there in this set? Two dinim d'rabban. Kesher kayama is not a ma'isa uman. Ma'isa uman is not a kesher kayama. Does the Rambam use the same lashon in describing these dinim d'rabban?
No.
When it comes to kesher kayama, it's not a ma'isa uman. What's the lashon of Rambam? Potter. What does potter mean? It means potter avalaser. You potter from a carbon, but asemi d'rabban. When the Rambam speaks about ma'isa uman, that is not a kesher kayama. What does he call that? Calls that awesome. So comes on Gabe, this is what I would call my mid-level ha'ara. The ha'ara that gallops off the page. Is, why does Ram change his lashon? If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, be consistent. Either say potter twice, or say aser. Why in din number 2 does he say potter? Ma'is Uman, not a kesher kayama, does he say aser? That's ha'ara number one. Very good ha'ara. Very good ha'ara. Do you have another ha'ara?
Yeah.
Ha'ara number two. Go ahead.
I noticed that it's essentially in my sahajul, where it's like the action of a normal person, not necessarily the knot itself.
Maisa Hedger is the opposite of Maisa Uman. Maisa Uman is Maisa Uman. Maisa Hedger is the opposite.
In the examples he gives for Maisa Hedger for the simple knot, they're all examples where you need a tight knot. So it seems.
How do you know?
With tying a bit to a cow, to a ant, to a horse, that has to stay in his mouth. That has to be tight.
How do you know?
Do you know that from Dallas?
That's a good call. The Texans know about that. I don't know. I'm not sure. He doesn't say it. No, I don't know. I think that's something that's...
The Lashon of Maisa Hedyot also seems to imply that he's arguing with the Shulchan Gemara and...
Maybe. I'm not sure there's enough evidence. Maybe. It's a maybe. Irving!
When he says the same quote, Hedyot and Eilat Sharon, is that in reference to what we listed by Eilat Sharon and Gemara?
No. Yes, Sukkar.
I understood as Shekesher Rasa Mahima as being a Tai Elohim, and it's definitely not a Kesher show.
Silver!
I find it interesting that all the examples he lists are ones that only.
Sinkin!
How come he first says what's high of then putter, then mature, then goes back to what's putter?
Okay, Sinkin. Okay, Binyamin. Very good. The Rambam is, well, they liked it because we discussed it in Sikh. That's why I didn't call them. The Rambam, Rabosa, stay here. The Rambam is the pedagogue par excellence. The Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah in the most organized way imaginable. 14 Svarim. And we learn a tremendous amount from what I will call Maimonidean geography. Why he put it in this halacha, this way, that way. Everything is significant and thought through in the Rambam. This Rambam is not how anyone would teach this halacha. There are four dinim over here. A Doraisa din, Drabanan dinim, and a Mutter din. Any pedagogue who is worth his anything in pedagogy, how would you present these four halachos if you're presenting these halachos? How would you present them?
Chayav,
two drabanans, mutter. How does the Rambam present these halachos? Chayav, kesher, chayav, it's not a mais uman, so the case of pater, then mutter, then Usr. And it's as if the Usr halacha, it's like, oh yeah, I almost forgot. At the end of halacha base, oh yeah. The kol kesher, sheinah shel kayama, im kasher kesher uman, hareza Usr. Why in the world would the master pedagogue do that? Chayev, pater, Mutter, Aser. Strange, Mubar. Unusual. What are these hands up for? Why are the hands up? You want to answer the question. Nah. Not yet. Those are two ha'aras. Those are the easy ones to spot. I want a subtle one. Now, this is really subtle. It's a very subtle point, but I think it's a slam dunk point. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, good, you'll know. I'll call on you, because I didn't give you this answer in Seder. Rabosai, I'm going to ask you a question. According to the Rambam and the Rif, how many criteria are there for the Malacha Doraisa of kosher?
Two
criteria. Here's my question. Are those equal criteria, or are they unequal criteria? Meaning to say, is it, okay, this is half the Yisr, this is half the Yisr, you do them both, you have the whole Yisr, or is one of those Yisurim, yeah, that's really the Yisr, and the other one is necessary but secondary? That's my question. I don't want you to answer unless you can prove your answer. And the proof must be textual. Mayor Eisner?
So I think permanent is the main issue because, so also, Harif also leaves it out, so he doesn't really talk about it. And then the Rambam, he says his Chayiv Asher Darabonim Mutter, and then he also adds that in later. So it seems like the permanent one is the main.
I still haven't heard the textual proof. Textual proof. You give me some logical arguments, but I'm looking for text. Mr. Levy?
I think they are different because when he first talks about, he says, oh, well, kosher kesher shal chayam of einu mas umo and pater. He says that that's pater. But by, in the next halacha, when he says,
Pater Aser. Well, yeah, that's the difference. But I'm looking for something new, a new thing. That's an old thing. We had that already. Something new. Something new. I'll bark.
It says, a kosher kasher shel kayama, so it's a permanent knot. Who am I saying? And it happens to be expert's knot also.
That's what I'm looking for. That's correct. Listen to the line. Listen to the line. When you read these lines, tell me what it sounds like. Hakosher kesher shel kayama v'hu maisa uman chayv. What does that sound like? What is, if I were to describe in lumdus, the relationship between kesher kayama and maisa uman, this is how it gets described. Watch this. What is the definition of the malacha? Kesher shel kayama. Kesher kayama. What's the role of maisa uman? It's a tznai. It's a tznai. Hakosher kesher shel kayama, with a tznai that it be what? That it be ma'isa uman. But what's the definition of malacha?
Permanent.
I'll just give you another example of this, how you read a Rambam. Look at Perek. Look at, where am I?
21.1.
No. Don't be so smart. Look at halacha tes. What is the malach of tofer?
Sewing
what? Look at the Ram writes. Hatofer shtei tfiros chayav v'hu shekosha roshe hachut mikan o mikan. What does the Rambam say? Hatofer shtei tfiros, in order to be chayav you need what?
Two threads.
But what happens when you just have two threads? They come out. So what do you also have to do? You have to tie them on the sides. You have to make a knot. What does making the knot do? It keeps them fast. So what's the malacha? What's the malacha? The malacha of Tovah Shtei Tfiros. What's the knots? Tonight. What's the malacha of kosher?
Permanent.
What is the role of Maisa Uman? It's nine. Now watch this. Watch this. Now, Mayor, where should I look?
21.1.
Look at the Rambam in Perek Chav Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Perek, Nate Sucker, bring it, give me 90. 21.1. My daughters, by the way, I tell them how I'm into 90 degrees. They told me if their teachers would demand that of them, they would cry all day. That's what they tell me. I don't. I hope that. Okay, Rabbi. Anyway, I'm hoping whatever. Boys are different than girls. 21.1. The Rambam writes, are all derabbanans created equal? are all drabbanans created equal, says the Rambam. Nemar b'Torah tishbos. You shall cease and desist afilu midvarim she'ena malacha. Even from things that are not malacha, you should cease and desist. Udvarim harbe hein she'asu chachamim mishum shvus. There are a lot of dinim drabbanan the rabbis asked. Mehen dvarim asurim mipnei shein domim l'malacha. There are certain things that are asur because they look like the malacha. Rabosai, can you put food in a klisheni? Why not? Because it's mechzi kamevashim. It looks like bishul. Bishul is asur in a kli rishon. Klisheni looks like a kli rishon. It's mechzi kamevashim. It's asur because it looks like bishul. Rabosai, allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos? Why not? Why not? Because you might grab a fruit, a branch, and break it down. Break it. It's an iser gzera. Don't ride a horse because you might come to break a tree, grab a fruit. It's a gzera. Are you not allowed to ride a horse because it looks like a malacha? It's not because it looks like a malacha, but rather mehem from asurim gzera shema mehen iser skila. Are you allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos?
No.
Why not? Because you might come to fix them. You might come to violate Makkah Padish. You can't play musical instruments because it's Doma to Malacha, because it might come to lead to. So Rabosai, this is my Chiddush. This is my Chiddush. What is worse in the Rambam's language? Putter or Aser? What does Putter mean? What does Putter mean? When it says, putter, what does putter mean? Putter means like, there's something called chayev. What does chayev mean? You're chayev a korban. What does putter mean? You're putter in a korban. But how close are you to the Issur D'oraisa? You're pretty close, but you're exempt from the korban. Says the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph is talking about the din, the malacha of kosher. What is the malacha of kosher? Right. HaKosher kesher shel kiyam is the malacha. So if you do the malacha, and you did it ma'isu, which is a t'nai, what's your din? What's your din? Your chayv. If you did a kesher shel kiyam, that's not a ma'isu uman. Did you do the malacha d'oraisa?
Yeah.
You did the malacha d'oraisa. You did the malacha d'oraisa. What didn't you do? You didn't do the t'nai. But you're right there. So what's the din? It's a malacha derabanan. You did the malacha, but you didn't satisfy the tznai. You're right there. So what's the language of the Rambam? Potter. Potter. Potter aval aser. Then the Rambam finishes his discussion of the core din of kosher. If you didn't do kesher kayama at all, and you didn't do ma'isa uman, mutter. Now the Rambam says, there's one case I still have to mention to you. Well, you did Maisa Uman without a Kesher Shel Kayama. Rabosai, did you do the Malacha?
No.
You didn't do the Malacha. You did a Tznai without the Malacha. So why is it Usser?
It looks like the Malacha.
It's Usser, no. It doesn't look like the Malacha. It's Usser because of a Gzera. It's Usser B'Torah's Gzera. If you go ahead and do what? If you do a Maisa Uman, not, you might come to do a Kesher Shel Kayama. If you're talking about a Gzera, what's the language of the Rambam? Is it Putter or is it Aser? It's Aser. Because it doesn't resemble the Malacha whatsoever. It is a Maisa Uman. It's Aser B'Torah's Gzera, but not B'Torah's Malacha Derabbanan. Watch this. Watch this. I will prove this to you. I will prove the correctness of this idea. 10.6. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav has the following Halacha. Mutter, Likshor, Kesher, She'eno Shel Kayama, Lidvar Mitzvah. What does he say? What doesn't he say? You can tie what kind of knot, Lidvar Mitzvah? If you tie a Maisa Uman that's not a Kesher Kayama, I have a Kula. What's the Kula? Lidvar mitzvah's mutter. That's what he says. What doesn't he say?
That you can't do it.
That if it was a kesher shalchiyat, it's not a ma'isa uman.
Can't do it.
He doesn't say you can do it. Why? Because that case is going to be more. It's more chamur. It's more chamur than the case of ma'isa uman. That's not a kesher kiyama. So the heter of l'tzarich mitzvah is only in our category 4 in the gzera, in the iser, not in category 2, which is puter aval aser. So I ask you now, at the beginning of the shiur, we ask the following question. Is the Rambam like the Rif or like Rashi? So the correct answer is, he's like the Rif, yes, but according to the Rif, Lichora, Maisa Uman, Kesha Kayama are just two ingredients to generate Chiv. 50-50. According to Rashi, there's one ingredient. What's the ingredient? Kesha Shakayama. I would argue that according to the Rambam Shita, Kesher Shel Kayama is the core ingredient. He's tilting. He's not out of the world of the Rif, but his vision of the Malacha tilts him in the universe of Rashi, where Kesher Shel Kayama is certainly the primary ingredient. Yes, you need the Tanai, but HaKosher Kesher Kayama is really the core essence of the Malacha. Okay, Rabosai. That's how you read a Rambam. Parsing the Rambam, Mimadayak in the Rambam, seeing what the Rambam is saying, and then, if you're lucky, you come out with a smile, nice Chiddush in the Rambam. Have a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.